Hello and welcome to the Project Love podcast. I'm Selina Barker.
And I'm Vicky Pevitt. In these podcasts, we explore what it takes to create a life, relationship and career you love.
And not just one that looks good on the outside, but one that feels good on the inside.
This is Selina speaking, and today you're going to be hearing the next in our series of interviews with women who have followed their hearts in life. And I got to interview the wonderful Victoria Roberts this week, who started her coaching journey with me 2 years ago when she signed up to my 3-month career change program. Now, at the time of recording this, I have opened up my doors to take on 2 new clients to take them through the same 3-month coaching program. So as you're listening to this, if you start to feel that it's time that you made a change like this in your life and you found a new path for your career or the way you're living your life, then please get in touch. We'll jump on the phone, have a chat about where you're at and see how I can help and if this is the program for you. So all the details will be in the email that you got this in or in the details of the podcast where you're listening to this. So sit back, have a cup of tea and enjoy. Oh, and just to prepare you, the recording is a bit funny this week. There was a bit of a glitch when we were doing the recording, but let's embrace imperfection with this one this week. Thank you. Hello, Victoria, and welcome.
Hello, Selina. Thank you for having me.
Thank you so much for coming and joining me to tell all of us your story. So, where to begin? I think, how about we take it all the way back to where you were, a snapshot of your life when you first decided to get in touch with me and reach out and say, I think I need some help. Where were you in your life? Oh, thank you so much for coming and joining me to tell all of us your story. So, where to begin? I think, how about we take it all the way back to a snapshot of your life when you first decided to get in touch with me and reach out and say, I think I need some help. Where were you in your life?
Well, my first introduction to your good self was at a wedding, and I sat next to a fabulous lady who had been working in a very similar industry to me, which was marketing and events, and had totally changed her life around and had set up her own yoga retreats and was making fabulous organic, healthy, dairy-free milkshakes. And she was telling me all about the journey that she'd been on to get there. And I was fascinated. And I came back from that wedding and I remember reaching out at the time, but I wasn't ready to quite take the step. Fast forward 6 months, I'd been to Burning Man, I'd got a new job, and the job was just turning into taking over my life, making me miserable. Whilst it was very fun, you know, the events industry is super fun, it was not the place where I wanted to be, and I finished my contract there, and I was just in a state of I'm not going to say depression, but really not in a good way. I knew that I needed to do something. And I remember being in the house. I'd got a new contract that was starting, but I was waiting for that to start. And I was in my house and I was just feeling so bleak and miserable. I remember calling you up and I think I cried on the phone. Yeah, and it had, and that was, you know, it was 6 months after the first outreach, but I was then at a point, I was like, okay, this can't go on. It's something that I talked about for such a long time. To be honest, you know, the entirety of my career, really, every time I thought I'd get another position, I'd earn more money, it gave me a better lifestyle, all of the things that I ever wanted, you know, to be able to do whatever I want, whenever I wanted. And then I realized, actually, that wasn't what I wanted. You know, that sort of more high power flash career with doing whatever I wanted socially all the time actually wasn't making me happy. And that's when I realized, okay, this has now got to be about me and working out what it is that I want to do with the rest of my life. You know, I was 32 at the time. And, you know, for me, that actually life was just beginning.
Mm. I think it's interesting because what I remember of you at the time was you weren't depressed, but I would say you were really burnt out. And you just knew this was no longer sustainable. It was so clear something in you was going, I can't keep doing this. And yet the 6 months before when you reached out, you were kind of already getting there, but the call of that work, the kind of almost seduction of the work, the money, the fast pace, the sort of lifestyle that inhabited, I think the hold on you was such that you weren't ready to let it go, or it wasn't ready to let go of you, whichever way it was.
Yeah, and it was, you know, because it's really savage hours in the industry, but it was, I thrived in it at the same time, and it was a bit of a love-hate relationship, a labour of love, and you know, and in some ways, it was what I knew, and stepping away from that and stepping into the unknown, and one of the things that I discovered on our journey was the fear of failure was something that really gripped me so strongly that it's one of the things that kept me in it for so long. And that sort of, you know, realization and actually understanding that it doesn't matter, you know, failure is part of the journey if that is what happens along the way, that sort of really allowed to sort of set me free and take the jump.
Yeah, it's suddenly that reminded me of one point where it was just beginning to emerge. You're just starting to get clearer and clearer on what it was or the kind of area you wanted to get into. And I gave you a really small project where you would actually take action around it, and you disappeared for like 2 months. And I was just like, let's just see if she's ready. Oh, no, she's not ready. Well, that at least we know now. Let's go slower.
Yeah, I mean, as a journey, it was such a fascinating process for me because the way that you worked with me, and it was very sort of gentle, and it started with me and my own self-care, which I hadn't even considered as part of a new career path and a new journey. I didn't think that I needed to look at me in a holistic point of view, which is stupid, really. Of course that makes sense, but you know, going through that detox and nutritionally getting myself sound and you know, really looking at what I'm eating, what exercise I'm doing, what am I meditating, what time I'm taking for myself. And I remember you setting me the challenge of actually spending some time on my own. And I realized I'd lived in a house for a year and I'd not spent a single night in it on my own, which is really interesting as an only child. And that kind of piece of being comfortable in my own skin and within myself really then allowed me to push out into the next steps and carry it forward, and going through that sort of, you know, nutritional and self-care phase was so important for me. And then moving into the exploration and inspiration, and I remember just things just naturally came up, and it was such an interesting time of my life. You know, I was single. I'd been going to some Love Project Love events and Design Your Life, and really looking at, you know, what the type of men that I was attracting and what was going on for me. And I was being, you know, I was then sort of understanding that I could be much freer within myself and taking out the limits and the boundaries and, you know, all the pressures that we put on ourselves of the type of person that we should be with and what's going to make us happy, and kind of understanding that actually that had to come from me first. And then going into that, I discovered a whole side of myself that I didn't necessarily know existed. I was a little bit more adventurous with myself, and it's not that not playing safe, but just really exploring what else was out there for me as an individual outside of the constructs of the society in which I'd lived for such a long time. And that, again, was something that was fascinating. And I remember coming to one of the sessions and, you know, I'd been listening to some TED Talks that were all about, you know, sex and relationships between men and women. And I think the best one was when I arrived and started to talk about Kim Anami and the vagina kung fu. And I think we knew from there where we were potentially going to go. Well, you did. I didn't. And you were fascinated by what I'd been discovering. And it was amazing, you know, stuff that were... the things that had been happening in all over the world that we'd always kind of been seen as a bit wrong. And this woman basically has created this whole thing around actually, you know, how we should appreciate our bodies or women's bodies more. And, you know, and I've gone on a journey to understand a lot more about how bodies in general work and not just, you know, men's bodies, women's bodies, but all bodies. So, yeah, and you know, I remember you saying, well, you know, what is it that you think you might want to do? And I was like, oh, well, I don't really know. I really like what you do, but I don't think I want to tell people what they want to do with their lives. And that's where the task came in. Well, have you ever thought about applying it to sex? And I was like, it was very organic, and you know, and it made and when we talked it through, it made total sense. And then that was when the sort of the, you know, the project was set, and I wasn't ready. I kind of all of a sudden I was like struck with sheer fear and panic that actually this could be a new life, this could be my future, and this is what, you know, what was potentially gonna happen for me. And I froze, I panicked, and I wasn't ready, because all of a sudden it started to become very real. And that was where I just sort of went into, okay, I'm too busy to deal with this right now. I'd just taken a new job on, and I was like, okay, we'll deal with this when I've got more time.
Exactly. Exactly. What scared you so much, do you think? Because you were obviously excited about it. You could tell that you knew this was right. It was so you. It was all that, you know, the last few years, the personal journeys you've been on and kind of adventures and all of this. It made so much sense, and I could tell that from the way you talked about it, and yet the fear was palpable. What do you think that fear was about?
The fear came from what I understand now is the fear of failure, and this goes back to what I was saying earlier. The fear that actually it would take me completely out of my comfort zone, into a world that I didn't know. I didn't know anything about. I didn't know anybody that worked in that kind of field. I didn't know that much about it, even though I'd been sort of researching and whatnot. And am I really gonna, in my early 30s, when I've got a really successful career that I'm good at, walk away from all of that and then start at the beginning again? I was just like, no, this is just too much for me right now to take. I'm just going to sit with it for a while and pretend that it's not there and just go back to, you know, doing what I'm doing and being fine with that. And I think then work really started to kick in, and the projects and the nature of the industry that I was working in, it started to take over again. And all of a sudden I realised I'm doing exactly what I don't want to be doing anymore. And I'm scared of making a change, but if I don't make this change, I'm going to still be in this position in 20 years' time, thinking, where did my life go and why didn't I make a change? So, you know, it took a good 2 months, you know, to really like flip that around and really get to grips with this and get to grips with myself. You know, I lost all of the stuff that we'd done in the beginning. I'd stopped meditating. I'd stopped looking after myself, and I just got sucked into work, and life took over, and I had to then take a step back and be like, okay, let's get a grip on this now. This is going too far. I need to make these changes, and I need to get this sorted out. And that's where we went from.
At that point, there was also, I think it's important to bring into the picture as well, right from the start, you had talked about wanting to take time out and just go away and travel and just take a whole break from all of it. And we had talked about it right from the start, and there had been plans, and then, no, actually, I'm going to go back into work for a bit longer, and there were justifications for it. And some of it was being financially responsible for yourself and the rest of it, but there was also obviously a bit of like, oh, not quite, I'm not sure if I'm ready to let go of this. And I think I often see this, it's that push and pull, and people do have to go back a few more times until they finally go, okay, I am definitely over this, like, I am at, this is it, this is done now. And I think it was it that point, correct me if I'm wrong, but I think it was at that point that you went, right, this is it, I'm booking my flight and I'm taking time off and I'm going travelling, wasn't it?
So it came to a point where enough was enough, and I'd been for a energy healing massage with the wonderful Judith, and I, after that session and having a conversation with you, I knew that I needed to do something. And just at that moment in time, a friend of mine just messaged me and said, I'm booking flights to Colombia. Do you want to come? And I was like, yeah, just do it. Didn't think about it. I was like, just do it. So booked the flights to Colombia and knew that it was the right place for me to go. I'd been toying with going to India, but I really wanted to connect with myself. And it had come on the back of me finally getting round to doing the project that you'd set me, which was to write a mini workshop. And what that turned into was a focus group piece, which I had done with some colleagues at work, different groups of colleagues. And it was a focus group piece around, you know, women and how they'd you know, how they experience their bodies and relationships and, you know, their interactions sexually. And, you know, and I've learned so much more about that now. And I decided that going to South America and, you know, really that old school sort of matriarchal society and getting reconnected with Mother Earth and connecting with myself and the journey of self-discovery it was going to take me on was absolutely the right thing to do. And it was tenfold, you know, it really taking that time out and not, I think the mistake that a lot of people can often make, and I have done it in the past before, is they go away traveling thinking they're going to find themselves. And actually all they do is go away, have a brilliant time and party and, you know, go on adventures and don't really spend that introspective time. But I've done that once before. I did that, you know, 6 years previously and, you know, thinking that that's what I was going to do and I wasn't ready. But this time I went with a very different focus. It was all about me and the journey that I was on. And I really took the time out. I continued doing the focus groups with lots of travelers that I met from all over the world. So I was still continuing my journey and my own discovery within a completely different, you know, landscape. And I took time out. I spent 2 weeks on my own in the rainforest, just like really just getting to grips with me and being comfortable in my own skin and looking, you know, all the work that we'd done together and where I was and what I wanted for my life and what my future was. And it was such a powerful experience for me. I came back and I was so clear of the direction that I wanted to go in. I knew that I was on the right direction and this was going to be something. You know, when I talk about not just sex, but relationships, about bodies, about how we behave with ourselves and all of the amazing work that I've been doing, it excites me. And I knew like that passion was running deep and it was something that I needed to pursue. And I spent, you know, four months, you know, away and did some amazing things, met some amazing people, fell in love, you know, had this amazing whirlwind romance, you know, with somebody that taught me a great deal about myself and actually how materialistic things didn't matter, that it wasn't meant to be, you know, between us, but it taught me a lesson at the time. And actually, it taught me a lot about myself and how I'd grown, because prior to working with yourself, I'd have just run along with things, but actually it wasn't my path, and the journey that we were then going on wasn't, you know, I was going to lose some of what I was meant to be doing. I know that wasn't for me, actually, you know, going off and traveling around the world and having an amazing time is something I've always wanted to do. But at this point in my life, I was like, that's not what I'm meant to be doing with my life right now. Actually, this is, you know, this is a direction I'm meant to be going on. And, you know, and I came back from traveling and really sort of started to look at, okay, what can the next steps be? How am I going to make this work? And I knew that I needed to do, but I wanted to do a course, a qualification, something that would, you know, give me a good standing and it, you know, in a professional capacity. And I, you know, something just as the way the universe works, something popped up, and I went on this spiritual shamanic sexual healing course, and it was incredible. It was all of the work that we'd done together, all of the principles that you'd instilled within me, and all the stuff that I'd learned from the program that we'd worked on together. All of that kind of came to the fore, and I just got this, you know, almost like enlightening experience, and, you know, more understanding of myself and the journey that I was on. And I did that, and that's where I met my partner, and that's where I am at the moment. And it's, you know, and then it was all of a sudden just the world opened up again, and out of the back of that course, that's where I found the qualification that I'm currently doing and due to qualify in July. It's the certification of sexological bodywork, and it's an intensive program, and I've been studying for 3 months, the 30 to 35 hours a week, which is online lectures, reporting, and then doing actual bodywork sessions, and it includes a whole range of work. And you know, we work with people from all different kinds of backgrounds, with all different kinds of needs. So it might be, you know, somebody that's got body image issues. It might be somebody that's struggling with orgasm. It might be, you know, somebody that's never had a relationship and that wants one, or that, you know, doesn't necessarily know much about their own bodies or their partner's bodies. Or it might be, somebody that's had cancer, such as prostate cancer, and doesn't have any sensation. There's so many different realms that we work with. It's a fascinating subject that's got so many levels. And if people want to find out more, then please get in touch. But it's been such an amazing journey from start to finish. And now I'm so close. And I'm so excited that this day is finally here. And it's taken, you know, it's taken time. It's 2 years. But it's been the right, it's 2 years. I know, but it's taken, and that's because that's been driven by me and at the pace that I need to, and, you know, I've also had a lot to contend with within that time. My father had cancer and I had to relocate up north, and, you know, there's a whole life through its curveballs in the way, which have meant things have taken a slower process. But, and because of my own fear, you know, turned a 3 month process into a 9 month year process. But it was all part of the learning.
However, actually, you've taken a very normal amount of time to go through this change. I mean, okay, it was a 3 month program, but quite often those are occasionally stalled and take longer. But an actual full career change from the moment you go, something's got to change. Like, this is not what I want to be doing for the next 20, 30, 40 years. To actually knowing what it is you want to do and really stepping onto that path, on average takes 3 years. So actually, you're doing very well.
Well, fantastic news. Brilliant.
You're bang on schedule. You're bang on schedule. So tell us about what your life looks like now and how you feel in your life.
I mean, it's hard because I never used to wake up dreading going to work, which I know a lot of people do, because my job was quite fun, but it was so stressful. I could never turn off. I always had clients on the phone or work on the phone. There was always a problem. There was always something, you know, stressful to deal with at all you know, my phone might go at 2 a.m, at 6 a.m, at 11 o'clock at night. There's always something to going on, and it was super stressful, and I never had any time for me. And now my day looks like, you know, I get up and my meditation practice is, you know, is still not what it should be, but what I have been doing more recently is a yoga program just at home. So, you know, I get up, I have some healthy breakfast, I do some yoga, I then check my emails, get back to any clients that are coming through, any clients that I need to respond to that I'm working on programs with. I then might be, you know, programming workshops that I'm going to be running, which are coming up over once I'm qualified, some of which will come before as part of my training. And then it's session work, you know, so as part of the final part of my qualification, I'm working with, you know, clients at the moment who have got sort of, you know, real issues and that I'm, you know, monitored on, and we'll go through, it's the final part of the training. And life is just so much easier and so much more relaxed. I have a lot more time. It allows me, my partner has 2 children, it allows me to spend time with him and the kids and be flexible. You know, my dad still needs care. I've gone from being a full-time carer and studying to, you know, being able to part-time care through his recovery and still do my work and have the time. And it's just been a complete life overhaul. You know, I feel younger, I have more energy, I feel more alive, I'm passionate, I feel enthused, I want to tell everybody about what I'm doing and, you know, get more people involved and get more people to understand the work and, you know, and understand that actually there's more to life than you think it is. If you've got that anything burning within you that you want to make a change, it is possible. And that's the thing that I didn't believe. I always wanted to do it. And even through the process that, you know, paralyzed by the fear, I was like, you know, oh, and even, you know, even at the start of the year when I got into the course and obviously as spring started to arrive, the calls started to come in about work that was coming up and, you know, it's really good money and, you know, and all of those temptations back into the old world were there. And I was like, oh, you know, maybe I should just do a short-term contract. And then I had a conversation with my mom and she was just like, do you really want to do that? I was like, no. And she's like, well, I was like, no, it's not even, you know, absolutely not. It was just, because it's still, you know, that pull is there. It's a safety net. It's the easy option. And that's what I've come to understand is, you know, it whatever's comfortable and those easy things, they're what keep us safe. They're what keep us in that position of, you know, well, it's money. It keeps us on the escalator of life, you know, essentially. But sometimes it's great to get off the escalator, start back at the bottom and work your way back up again in a totally different way, which might sidestep, might go forward one step, back a couple of steps, because this isn't an easy journey, you know, and it's a slow process, but it's one that I am over the moon that I've taken and so pleased with so far, you know, how it's going. I've found something that ignites my soul and makes me so happy. That I can really feel, you know, the future looks bright even though I don't know what the future holds.
Oh my God, it makes my heart want to burst. It's so inspiring. And I would also say, because I know you're still on your path and you're still on the journey and we are still working together, but to sort of, you know, keep guiding you, but that actually you haven't gone back to square one. You're not working your way back up again. You've learned a whole new skill. You've gone into a whole new area, but what you will bring with you is so much of the experience from all those years of making things happen for other people, you know, the production, all the sort of skills in there, you will find how much you actually, you bring them into helping you grow your business. And I think that's always the way. So you're actually, you're not going back to where you were at when you were 20 years old. You're bringing all that experience with you.
Yeah, and I remember that was one of the sessions that we did together, and at the time I didn't, you know, music was my passion and I didn't really know what I wanted to do. And I remember you asking me, you know, what the bits were that I really enjoyed about my job right now, and all of those elements of, like, you know, help, like helping people, solving problems, watching, you know, helping people grow and develop in their careers and their roles, and actually. And that's something that I continuously refer back to, because they're all things that really push through into what I'm doing now. And, you know, as I'm starting to plan workshops and, you know, pieces for festivals, you know, events that I'm going to be running there, it all comes together. You know, that's my events background. It's my marketing background. How do we get more people to know? It's that beautiful fusion of, you know, nothing's been a waste of time. It's all been the perfect journey and the perfect learning experience to give me the skills and the tools that I can now utilize. It's a beautiful way to look at it. You know, there's always stuff that you can apply from the past and what's gone before. And yes, it's all very exciting.
Oh, so exciting. Well, we're going to hear so much more from you on Project Love about sex and the body and intimacy and all that kind of stuff. And you're also going to be running a salon in October 2017. So there will be lots more from you and we can't wait for it. Can't wait to hear what you've got to share with us and teach us and inspire us with. But thank you for sharing your story and your journey. It just makes me think what an honour it's been to play a part in accompanying you and cheerleading you and guiding you at moments along the way. But it's, yeah, you are a force of nature and a beautiful spirit. And thank you so much.
Oh, and likewise, thank you so much to Selena. And, you know, I can't wait to continue working with you as well as the journey unfolds and, you know, the professional life really kicks off. And I can't thank you enough for the ongoing support and the space as well. That has been, it was been so important to also, you know, you just know when to take a step back and just let me get on with it for a while. And it's been brilliant. And thank you so much for, you know, for listening to my story, everybody. And I hope you feel inspired and get on board and go for the change. It's honestly worth it.
Oh, thank you so much.
You've been listening to the Project Love podcast. We really hope you enjoy this episode. And if you did, then come and subscribe on iTunes and we'll deliver each new episode straight to your device. And we would love it if you would leave us a review to help us spread the love far and wide. And if you can't think of anything to write, then just tap 5 stars and say best podcast ever. Thank you.